Simon Shin Pei Zion. Sif Aleph. New Simon. It's on page Resh Nun Zion. It comes after page 512. Okay, new Simon. Shin Pei Zion. You have Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah.
Okay. So we go somewhere. Around the bend. Around the bend. There's a... Shin Pei Zion, here we go. Hamishtat from the Mavi Tzrichim L'Arv B'Chatzeros. Those that join in the Mavi must also make a B'Chatzeros. Kedei Shlo Yishkichu HaTinoikos Toras Ev. This is a very interesting halacha. Now, again, let's review the basic Yisodos. We'll see, we'll go through the Mishnah Berurah a little bit slowly. This halacha has a lot of interesting things here. But basically, we all learn Masechta Erevin at some point in time, whether Mishnayos, Gemara, and we know that there is Eruvei Chatzeros and Shitufei Mevos. Eruvei Chatzeros is where everyone in the courtyard joins together through bread. And every single resident must join together, must contribute towards the Erev, no exceptions. If one of the residents does not contribute, it's not a kosher Erev, and the bread must be stood in one of the bottom. Everyone is as if they're living in that bias. Everyone becomes one big happy family, and you're allowed to carry in the entire courtyard. After we make the Eruv Chatzeros, then if we want to carry into the alleyway, the Mavui, all of the courtyards want to carry into the Mavui, we must make what's called a Shitufei Mevos. The laws of a Shituf are much more relaxed. It does not need to be done with bread. And most importantly, not everyone has to contribute. If you go have an alleyway and there are 100 residents, there are 10 courtyards, in each courtyard there are 10 residents, you don't have to have 100 people contributing towards the barrel of wine. You only need to have one representative of each courtyard contribute towards the shitof. That's all you need. That's a very much more lean. Now, what would happen? Very similar. What would happen instead of making an Eruv and then making a Shituf, let's just make one big Eruv. And that's really what we do today. Today, Shituf, we don't do Shituf today. We just make one big Eruv. Every single one, all of the 100 residents and all of the 10 courtyards will contribute bread. And instead of everyone contributing bread to one courtyard, everyone, all of the people of every single one of the 100 residents in the entire alleyway will contribute bread, and we'll put the bread in someone's house, and we'll be one big happy family, which will allow us to carry from the bias to the courtyard, from one courtyard to another courtyard, from one courtyard into the mother. Can that be done? So technically, yes. There's no reason why that should not be done. However, the Mechaber says that you may not do this, and we'll see, and they have to go through all the details. Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, but it should not be done. Why? Hamishtar from the Mavui, tzrichim l'ari b'chatzeros. You also must make an Eruv b'chatzeros. You can't just make the Shituf without the Eruv, even though the Shituf really covers all ground. Kidei shelo yishkichu tatinoikos tarasev. We have to be concerned for future generations. This is an amazing halacha. Dealing well here with the future, the children, they should know there's something called an Eruv. Like we learned, we do the Minhag section. Many of the Minhagim today are totally lost on us. We do Minhagim, we have no idea where they come from. It's the big mystery. And why is it a big mystery? Because the Ikarim have been lost from us. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hamishtadfim b'mavui. When you make a shituf, so you don't, your shituf does not need to be done with bread, can be done with other types of food. Since when you make a shituf, the shituf joins every single person together, where you make a good shituf. But Ella Kidei, let's go to the next, back into the Mechaber. Sharei ein hatinoikos makire ma nasa b'mavui. Because when you make a shituf, where is the shituf stored? It's stored in the courtyard. It's not stored in one of the houses. And then they don't even realize something is being done. Sharei ein hatinoikos makire ma nasa b'mavui. Therefore, im nishtat v'b'mavui b'pah. They don't recognize. Let's see Dalit. Da'alid Mishnah Berurah v'yom ravoseinu lo erev. If they're not going to see that an erev was made, the erev is stored in the bayis, the sheetah is stored in the courtyard, no child is going to see in any of their homes that there was something called an eruv. They never saw this before because the eruv is only stored in the bayis and the sheetav is stored in the courtyard and the children are too young to go out into the courtyard. They don't see that the eruv is stored in the courtyard. So there won't be any single child of all the children living in this entire alleyway will ever recognize there was something called an eruv chatzeros. Okay, back to the Mechaber. Lefichach there for the second line. Im nishtatfu b'mavoy b'pas. Somchem Allah ve'ein tzrichem l'ar bechatzeres. Shaharei ha'tinoikos ma'kirim b'pas. Now here's where the Mishnah, the Mechaber makes an exception. This is because poor halacha l'maisa. If you make the shituf in a way that is similar to the way one makes an eruv, namely, it's done with bread. A shituf is done with wine. But if you make the eruv with bread, and since an erev is also made with bread, then already the children will recognize that something is different, and they will that will be sufficient. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Dalid. Hey, the Mishnah Hey, ve'ein shaharei Hey, ve'ein tzrichim l'ar bechatzeros. They'll make that mistake. Kol achas liatzma. Let's evolve. Sharatinoikos makim b'pas mitoch shapas hichayi adam lefich makim boi kishem mishtafim bo umayrig shenichoy apas bebayis shebechotzer. In the Mishnah Berurah, there's another condition. Normally, again, the shituf is put in the courtyard. Erev is put in a bayis. If you'll make the shituf like you make the erev by using bread, and in addition, you'll put the bread in a bayis, so the bread must be complete and not a broken piece. It's another condition that is unique to an eruv. Because then the shituf turns into one large eruv. So I'm not really being clear, but basically the shituf has leniencies. Not everyone is contributing in a shituf. And it's being made from wine. And it's being stored in the courtyard. So if you do, even though technically, according to the letter of the law, the shituf really would accomplish the same thing as an eruv, and it should be enough, but because of the concern that the children will forget there's something called an eruv, therefore, they have, if you make the shituf like you make the eruv with bread, and you store it in a bayis, then that type of shituf is okay. Back to the Mechaber, the third line. The yei shem some say shim lo erva kol chatz liatzma ein sech mal shituf. No, some disagree that this cannot be done. Let's see the Mishnah right away. Zayin ein sech mal shituf shashituf hamovi ein moil elo lechaber kol chatzer sim hamovi yachad avol loy lechaber habotim im chatzer shei mutu al yidei zel hoitzim abayis chod. Some disagree. Some hold that it's not sufficient. Avol Mechaber goes further. Avol kishakol chotzer erva liatzma. You have to follow the rules. Every chotzer makes it for itself. Yachakach nishtak b'mavoy, and then you make the shituf. Avol kishakol chotzer erva liatzma. Yachakach nishtak b'mavoy. V'loi ervu derech psachem shebineim. Then mutarim l'shtamish b'chatzerois shebamavoy. Derech psachim shebineim. So he's saying there is one leniency. And the one leniency is, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Ches. Mutarim l'shtamesh b'chatzera shemavi haynu l'hoitzim y'chotzer l'chotzer kelim sheshav subabayis v'atam dekeshem sheshituf mechaber l'chol hachatzeros sheyu mutul tatal mehem l'mavi kein mechaber sheyu mutul tatal mizeh l'zeh. Now let's read. What is the primary function of the shituf? It's allow the people from the batim, from the courtyards, to carry into the mavoi. That's really what the main function is. What about carrying from one courtyard to another courtyard? That is not been covered. The eruv allows you to carry from your bayis to the courtyard. The shituf allows you to carry from your courtyard to the mavoi, to the larger alleyway. But you have not really done anything to allow you to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. That has not been done.
Did you make an eruv already?
The Erev only allows you to carry from the bayis to your courtyard. Let's say there are two courtyards that are connected with a door. We have two courtyards. We have, again, the center is the alleyway. And the alleyway is surrounded by courtyards. So most of the time, there is no access. Well, there's sometimes no way to go from one courtyard to another courtyard unless you walk through the alleyway. In between each courtyard, there is land. There's a wall around each individual courtyard. There's no way to go from one courtyard to another courtyard. So when you make an Eruv Echatzeres, what are you coming to accomplish? I want to go from my house into the courtyard. The courtyard is shared by all of the batim. You're not allowed to go from a Rishus that's unique to one person to a Rishus that's shared. We make an Eruv Echatzeres, fine. Now we want to go to the next step. We want to go from the courtyard into the alleyway. The alleyway is shared by another 9 courtyards. In order to be permitted to go to the alleyway, we might make a Shitufei Mevos. What about if you have a situation where the two courtyards are connected to each other with a wall and there's a door which opens from one courtyard to another courtyard? Am I allowed to go from courtyard A to courtyard B? That is not, you have not done anything to accomplish that. The sheet, that's not the primary function of the sheet. That's what the Mechaber is coming to explain. This, according to the second opinion, the primary function of the sheet is to allow you to carry in the alleyway. It was not created to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. That's not the goal. Along comes the Mechaber and says, That is what a shituf will allow you to do. Even though that's not the primary function of the shituf will allow you to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. Let's just see those words inside one more time. Let's go to the third line from the Mechaber. What?
Let's say you have 3, 4 connecting courtyards.
All makes no limitation. Once you make a shituf, if all of the courtyards are connected, you can go from one to the other. Let's just see inside the words in the third line from the top of the Mechaber. The Yeisham Sam say Sheim Lo Erva Kol Chatzel Yatzma. If each courtyard did not make Eruv Chatzeros, Ein Samechem Ala Shituf. You can't just make a Shituf without making an Eruv. But here is the leniency that we can extract from these halachas. Aval Kishakol Chatz Erva LeAtzma. If each individual courtyard only got together among themselves, V'Yachar Kach Nishtatfu B'Mavui, and then they made one large Shituf in order to allow them to carry into the Mavui. V'loyervu derech psachim shebeinehem, and this eruv was not done. It was not done to allow them to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard by going from one to the other without walking through the mavui. It doesn't matter. Mutarim lehistamish b'chatzera shebemavui derech psachim shebeinehem. They are permitted to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard without walking through the mavui, shesaimchem al shituf b'mokayim erev. Because normally, this is what he's coming to hint to, he's coming to allude to, is let's say you have a situation where you have a very large alleyway, there are a lot of courtyards, and most of the courtyards are just not interested in making a shituf. But there are two courtyards that are next to each other. We had this in the Shulchan Aruch. There are two courtyards that are next to each other, and they want to be able to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. There are two courtyards, forget about a mavet, forget about an alleyway. There are two courtyards, courtyard A and courtyard B. Courtyard A, there are 5 residents, courtyard B, there are 5 residents. And on Shabbos, people in courtyard A want to be able to go into courtyard B. What do? You make one large eruve chatzeros. There's no din shituf. Shituf is a halacha that is unique to a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway that is shared by courtyards. Here we're not going from courtyard to an alleyway. We're going from one courtyard to another courtyard. We had many simonim, even in the past, discussing if you want to go from one courtyard to another courtyard, you just make a larger eruv chatzeros. Instead of collecting 5 pieces of bread from courtyard A and 5 in courtyard B, you collect 10. And you put all the 10 all together, all put in the home of one person from both courtyards, and both courtyards are considered to be living in one person's home, and they're all one big happy family. In this situation, that was not done. It was not done. There are 10 courtyards. Each courtyard made among themselves their own independent eruv. There are no two courtyards got together in a larger eruv. There are 10 separate eruv echatzeros. Even though the courtyards are connected, they did not get together and join together in a larger Eruv Chatzeros. So if we're based upon what we have learned in the past, there is no heter for you to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard, because you did not join together with your neighboring courtyard. Now, but in this situation, you want to carry from your courtyard into the alleyway. The alleyway is shared by multiple courtyards. For that type of situation, there's a special halacha called shituf, where a representative from every single one of the courtyards contributes wine, and now you're allowed to carry from your courtyard into the alleyway. But we still never had a solution to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. Along comes the mechader and says, the shituf will accomplish this. Even though, according to this opinion, you cannot make a shituf without an eruv, but I at least agree that the shituf will be good enough to allow you to go from one courtyard to another courtyard without going through the alleyway.
Does it depend what the shituf is made with?
No, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's made from wine, even if you make the classic shituf and only have one representative from each courtyard, only one representative, and the shituf is only made with wine, it will allow you to go from one courtyard to another courtyard. That's what it says. Because you have an Erev in this situation. You do have a real Erev. Every single courtyard made their own Erev Chatzeros. So they're not going to forget. That is a chiddush, which I think we take this for granted, but if you follow all the steps of the halacha, it's something which was never covered. There's an Erev, there's a shituf. So the Mechaber first presents, just let's make the shituf. Not bad, it's a good idea, because the shituf is more, it's all-encompassing, but if you'll make just a shituf, you'll forget about Erev. So we don't want you to do that. But if you'll make your shituf like you make an Erev, instead of you'll use all the rules for shituf, you'll use the rules of Erev for shituf, okay, so there's such an opinion that says it's going to be okay. Along comes the second opinion, says, no, I'm not so happy with this. You can't use the laws of Erev to make your big shituf, because you're going to different types of rishuyos. There's something called the chatzar, there's something called the mavi. You have to remember that these are very different rishuyos. There's a bias, a chatzar, and a mavi. They're very different. And they have very specific guidelines. Bizman hazeh, all of these halachas don't apply. Many of these halachas don't apply because we do not have today a mavui. It's extremely difficult to create a halachic mavui. There are very strict guidelines. And because there is no halachic mavui bizman hazeh, we basically only do eruvei chatzeros. And we apply all the chumras possible to guarantee a Ruvei Chatzeros, but here we're dealing with the real situation. Bias opens into a halachic chatzer, which opens into a halachic mavui, and we make the Ruvei Chatzeros, and we have the shetufim mavals. But wait a minute, what about going from one courtyard to another courtyard? Technically, based upon what we've learned in the past, you would be required, or if you want to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard, or even to carry from your courtyard to the mavli to another courtyard across the street, you would be required to make a larger Eruvei Chatzeros with the other courtyard which you want to go into on Shabbos. You would have to expand your Eruvei Chatzeros with that neighbor that you want to carry. Kamash Milan, no. If you make the Eruv and then you make the Shituf, that is sufficient. Nothing more needs to be done. Okay, let's go further. Now we're up to the second to last line where it's the Mechaber, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines from the top, in the middle of a line with the star, V'im Ervu. V'im Ervu derech psachem shebeneim, v'loi nishtaf b'mavoi, mutarus l'shtamesh hachatzerois b'mavoi. Now this is the halacha l'maisa, she'soimchem al Erev she'ervu hachatzerois derech psachem b'mkoyim shituf. This is fascinating. What happens, let's our example, we had an alleyway. And there are 10 courtyards. And the 10 courtyards all open up one to another all around the alleyway. That's not like the standard pictures you see when you learn Masechta Erevin. When you learn Masechta Erevin, you see the alleyway, and you see a courtyard here, and a courtyard here, a courtyard here, and there is no way for you to go from courtyard A to courtyard B unless you walk through the mavli. But let's say you have a situation where you have a whole bunch of courtyards, and all the courtyards open up one to the other, And they've all, every single one of them, have joined together in one large Eruv. Every single one contributed a loaf of bread, up to 18, or there's a host, and he joins all of the bottom of all of the courtyards together. So now that all of the courtyards are one, you no longer need a shituf. You no longer need to make shitufei mivos. Exactly. Because in this case, you can do it. Why in this case can you do it? Because you're all connected. Normally, you can't do this. Because the classic case is courtyard A is completely separated from courtyard B. And the only way you can go from courtyard A into courtyard B is by walking through the alleyway. So you walk through the alleyway, you have no choice, there's no direct connection, you have to make a shituf. Then the question was, once we have the shituf, you no longer need the eruv. No, if you make the shituf, not the eruv, the children will forget there's something called an eruv. Because they don't see bread, and they don't see it in the house, it's in the courtyard. Children can't go out into the courtyard alone, they'll forget. So you have to make the shituf. Really, the shituf would have been enough. The eruv is not necessary, but in order the children should not forget something called eruv, you have to have an eruv, never shituf. What happens in a rare situation where you have the eruv mentioned? There happens to be two courtyards that are back to back, and they did not make one big eruv among themselves. Chiddush. Now the shituf will allow them to go from one courtyard to the other courtyard directly. What happens if we extend it further, where we have all the courtyards are connected, and it's not necessary to walk through the mavui to get from one courtyard to the other courtyard? We have this railway. These railway courtyards, and they all make among themselves one large Eruvi Chatzeros, we're in business. Now you don't even need a shituf because it's all one big happy family and we're completely finished. Let's finish up the simon. The Yesham, some say, the Samchem Ashituf. Bimkaim Eruv, Afilu no Nishtat Elbiyain. Here the Ramah comes to disagree with the Mechaber. He says, you forget about this thing with the children, don't worry about the children. Don't worry about the children, they're not going to forget. You can just make one big shituf with Yayin, and everything is fine. He's choylik, a test. Look over here in the Mishnah Berurah test. Afilu adyavakav derev chatzeres loy mahani ba'alma yikim bepas, hochala migud mahani linyan shituf to mahani migud. Since it works, it's okay. That goes without saying, that's posh, you just threw that in. And it goes without saying that if you make an Eruv, like what we do today, that's what we do today, we just make an Eruv, we follow all of the stringencies of bread, and we put it in a bias, and we make an Eruv, that's certainly going to be good enough for in a situation where everyone is connected. That's fine. Ulael Simon Shin Samov Sivaba Hagar Kosafi the Anunu Hagim, now he writes what we do Halach Lamais of Ismanazer, Ranu Hagim Lechatkhila Sholas is Rak Shituf Echad Bekemach. We join together with Kemach, basically with flour, with bread, the nearly Hatam, Ki Erev Shalanu Shakol Echo Bneachotzer Noisin Lashituf Have Ki Erev Vishituf Biyachat. Today we just do one thing together. Ulechatkhila Ein Las Sosiosa. Don't make more. Don't try to make stringencies today and make an Eruv and then make a Shituf. We'll read the Mishnah in a moment. This that we find in the Gemara, we all brainwash from children, learn Mishnah, Pesach, the Erevin. There's an Eruv, there's a Shituf. Hainu bizman ha-Gemara. This halach of making two Eruv is the Gemara. Shebnei ha-Chotzer lo nasnu l'shituf. The people of the courtyard, this goes back to the original Yisod, the people among themselves. Rak hechotzer eruv biyachad. And then, as the echad b'bnei chotzer nosan l'shituf, the ikar hadid, as we mentioned so many times, is how do you make a shituf? The shituf is one representative of the courtyard contributes towards the shituf. Eruv, every single individual, every single resident contributes towards the eruv. That's an eruv. A shituf, one person in each courtyard contributes to the joint shituf. Avol b'chahai gavna, l'kuli alma, ein oisin rak shituf echad, but here in Bizman Hazeh, where every single person is going to contribute to the larger picture, you only need to do one thing. V'yavid yoyser baruch alav, if you make a second thing, you make a second bracha for the shituf, have a bracha levatal. Let's run from the Mishnah Berurah. V'nir li hatam, two Mishnah Berurahs, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. V'nir li hatam, Avagav yesh loyma hadatam minikud mishum b'mikemach leifin pasu paslo halakaymol on the sheet of moyel b'mokam erev yesh loyma deratzul yashav minik afli yesh oimem shabdib b'mechaber dehecho deshloyev kol chotzul yatzma kuyalma in semchem ala sheet of b'mokam erev vana naigim shtein oisim rakshis achilas mibeis yehain b'zman azik mora shabichotzer hikshalavush. Mi yoimar shebizman haGemara loy nasnu kol bnei chotzer l'shitof rak echa mibnei chotzer. He asks a question on the Rama. Where in the world did the Rama get this from? The Rama here says something which does not appear in the Gemara. He's saying an incredible chiddush, and we mentioned this as we went through the halacha that an eruv everyone contributes towards the eruv chatzeros, but a shitufei mavos only one representative of the courtyard contributes towards the shitof, and that's why you cannot mix the two. What's good for the shitov is not going to be good for the Erev. But if Bizman Hazeh, every single person is coming to contribute towards the shitov, that automatically can join everyone together. Where did the Rama get this from? How do you know this? Number two, he questions. We owe also, Lu Yihi Shiecha B'nei Chatzer Nosan L'Shitov, Ma Bekach. If one person of the courtyard contributes to the shitov, that also should be good. So what? Let's say you're right. Only one person contributes. So why can't that one person represent the entire courtyard? What's the ikar reason why we don't do this today? Unbelievable. So Mishnah Berurah says the reason why Bizman Hazeh we only do one is because we primarily follow the first, the opinion in the Mechaber that a shituf that's done with bread covers everyone. This, the Gemara, you had an Eruv, the Eruv is made from bread, and the shituf is made from yayin, and the shituf is put in the courtyard, it's not put in the bayis. But if you'll make a shituf with the rules of Eruv, where everyone will contribute bread, and the bread will be put in a bayis, not in a chotzer, that is good according to everyone. The ain't shichim lo, because of yakla, the yoyz atav lo, my parish, v'shas anachas, Eruv, shemenichu gam l'shem shituf, when a person makes it, we'll see the bracha, and we'll do later on, come to the bracha, so again, When you make the Erev, you should say that you're doing the Erev should be also for the purpose of Shituf. Okay, stop here.